Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums. Today's episode, Barry Williams, The Return of Johnny Bravo, from 1999.
Next up is Little Susie.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the world's greatest superhero, Bravo Man.
Oh, a real superhero!
Hey, what are all these kids doing here?
Suddenly! Check the packs. Man, I'm pretty. Do the monkey with me. Come on. Hey there, baby. Yeah, whatever.
Debuting in July of 1997, Johnny Bravo was a Cartoon Network series about a muscular, conceited, sunglasses-wearing young man named Johnny Bravo who lives with his mom and attempts to get women to date him. He usually ends up getting rejected. But that Johnny Bravo wasn't TV's first Johnny Bravo. For that, we have to go back to 1973.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. Here's the story.
The fifth and final season of The Brady Bunch premiered on September 14, 1973. The episode starts with the Brady kids singing a song in their audition for a TV show called TV Talent Review.
And now there's music coming out of every room.
You've got to be in love to love a love song.
After their audition, an artist manager named Tammy Cutler, played by 1970 Playboy Playmate of the Year Claudia Jennings, gives Greg, played by Barry Williams, her business card. Greg goes to her office for a meeting, where he also meets her business partner, Buddy Berkman. After briefly listening to Greg play some guitar, they present him with a suit to try on. The show's wardrobe department was told to find something wild for Greg to wear, and what they provided was basically a matador suit.
It is. It's really something. All six of us get an outfit like this?
Just you, babe.
Oh, but my brothers and sisters.
Hey, as of now, you're solo.
Oh, you're gonna be a monster. You won't be in the top 20. You'll be the top 20.
But you don't understand. I'm part of a group.
No, you don't understand. You're not you anymore.
I don't follow.
You are a superstar. You are the new Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
Johnny Bravo.
After his first recording session, Greg isn't happy with how much they changed his voice. After confronting them about how it sounds, he finds out that they only wanted him because he fit the suit. As Berkman tells him, there's an awful lot of bread in those threads. Greg then tears up his contract and says,
"Adios, Johnny Bravo."
In real life, Barry Williams liked the Johnny Bravo suit, but wasn't allowed to keep it. So 26 years later, he had a replica made, and he would wear the suit on the cover of his first solo album. On September 22, 1999, Barry Williams released The Return of Johnny Bravo on Good Guy Entertainment.
Far out.
The album begins with Johnny's Back. It's one of the album's two original songs. It was co-written by Tommy Cosentino, who is also the album's co-producer and keyboardist, Tim Cobza, who also plays guitar on the album, and Rick Cosentino, who also plays percussion on the album. In 2013, Rick Cosentino would also play drums on some of Best Coast's 2013 EP, Fade Away.
Johnny's back and ready to rock your town tonight. Johnny's back. Johnny's too hip for the room, yeah.
Johnny Bravo may have returned, but just 4 years prior, the character had been resurrected in the Brady Bunch movie. The parody film had Christopher Daniel Barnes as Greg Brady, and in different circumstances from the original 1973 version, he tries his hand at music as Johnny Bravo.
For my first song, I'd like to sing a number I wrote for the grooviest chick at Westdale High. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Clowns never laughed before. Beanstalks never grew. Ponies never ran.
Barry Williams also makes a cameo in the Brady Bunch movie as a record producer. Up next on the album is Sunshine Medley, which features the songs I Can See Clearly Now, Good Day Sunshine, and It's a Sunshine Day, which Williams had also recorded back in 1972 for the Kids from the Brady Bunch album. Up next is Celebrate, a song that went to number 15 for Three Dog Night back in 1970. The song was written by Greg Bonner and Alan Gordon, and this is not their only composition on the album. More on that in a bit.
She goes to the celebrity ball, dress up tonight. You stay at home. Celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate, celebrate, dance to the music. Celebrate.
Up next is a cover of Billy Vera and the Beaters' hit, At This Moment. The song has an interesting history. The original version had been released on their 1981 self-titled live album. It was released as the album's second single, peaking at number 79. But then, 5 years later, the song was featured on a few episodes of the NBC sitcom Family Ties. Rhino Records then bought the track and re-released the single, this time going to number 1 in January of 1987.
What did you think I would do at this moment? When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, trying to tell me that you have found you another and you just don't love me no more.
Though this would be Barry Williams' solo debut, he had recorded 4 albums with the Brady Bunch in the 70s. And he did release one solo single, Sweet Sweetheart, on Paramount Records in late 1971.
And somehow you found a way to make it all work out.
You're a sweet sweetheart. You're a real good friend. You're around when I'm down to pick me up again.
I'll cover Sweet Sweetheart on this weekend's episode of Bizarre Singles over on Patreon. So make sure you're supporting the show over at patreon.com/bizarrealbums to hear that episode. Williams had recorded 7 songs for a solo album in 1972, but that album was never released.
Well, ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Well, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost.
The album's liner notes read, "When I think of Las Vegas, I think of show business. It was therefore cool that I first met the Bravo team in Sin City where I recorded this CD. The idea evolved in a lounge of a Vegas hotel. One of the things I enjoyed most about this project was the camaraderie. Time and again, I was impressed with the dedication, focus, skills, and blending of talents that were required in realizing this concept.
A night you won't forget, so come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying home.
From what I can tell, the next track, Here Again, appears to be the album's other original track. It was written by Dan Fitzgerald, and that's all I got on this one.
I just know my heart can't be wrong. Well, I've been thinking and I can't begin to know why. Suddenly it seems our hearts are on the mend. What we thought was is here again. Day by day we take it, and some way we make it.
Earlier, I mentioned there was another song on this album written by Gary Bonner and Alan Gordon. That song is Happy Together. It was originally recorded and released by past Bizarre Album subjects, The Turtles, back in 1967. It would be The Turtles' only number one hit in the United States.
If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Do you have a favorite episode, if you could pick one?
Well, there's so many, but I think probably the favorite one would be Johnny Bravo,
the one
you showed the clip of. That was fun because we had music in it and a fun storyline.
That was Barry Williams while promoting the return of Johnny Bravo on the Rosie O'Donnell Show in the year 2000.
In the year 2000!
The Brady Bunch was canceled 21 episodes after the Johnny Bravo episode in early 1974. Williams would appear in several of the Brady Bunch variety shows, in addition to many guest starring roles on various sitcoms throughout the 70s. He also started doing a lot of musical theater, touring with productions of The Sound of Music, Grease, West Side Story, and Pippin.
Now, you did Pippin. I didn't know this.
One of the first things I did after the Brady Bunch.
Now, how old were you when you did that?
I was the age Pippin was supposed to be, 20 years old,
no
20,
way.
21. I did it for about a year, did it here for a short time.
Can you give me a little Pippin singing?
Oh, sure.
Can you, John?
Oh, sure.
I'd love to hear a little Pippin. What do you like, one out of the sky? Come on, Greg Brady. God, I can't believe I'm sitting here.
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you a rhyme.
Up next is a cover of Huey Lewis and the News' 1986 hit, Hip to Be Square. I feel safe assuming that Huey's version is the only top five song in the history of Billboard that featured backing vocals from Joe Montana.
Now I'm playing it real straight, and yes, I cut my hair. You might think I'm crazy, but I don't even care, because I can tell what's going on. It's hip to be square. Hip to be square. Suits, watch them on TV. I'm working out most every day.
The album closes with two Queen covers. These are the Days of Our Lives and We Are the Champions.
And bad mistakes, I've made a few. I've had my share of sand kicked in my face.
The return of Johnny Bravo only ever saw a CD release, and it's not currently streaming on Spotify.
One, two, three, yeah! Baby!
classic.
While Johnny Bravo wasn't exactly the opportunity that Greg Brady had hoped for, Johnny Bravo the cartoon served as a launching pad for the career of an animator and writer that would end up releasing multiple solo albums himself, Seth MacFarlane. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.